Welcome to Time for Success, Business Owner Dads Edition. And this week we have Nick Hayes, the owner of Steel Plate CrossFit. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. So, Nick, would you mind telling the audience a little bit more about like what you do with Steel Plate CrossFit? I mean, it's fairly self-explanatory, but
yeah. Yeah, Nick Hayes. I own and run Steel Plate CrossFit. Have had it open since 2011.
Yeah. Wow. Great.
So not only do we do CrossFit classes, and most of the time, whenever you say CrossFit, people look at it as they've seen a YouTube video, and they're like, "Oh, I can never do that." But that's a, I equate that to watching an NFL football game and saying, "Oh, I could never play that." But you can go outside and toss a football, and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
And that's how I try to equate, you know, people looking at a CrossFit video to actually being inside a gym and getting a coach that actually cares about you and about your fitness and your journey that you're on.
Right, right. Well, so many people look at, you know, building a business, right? Similar, like, oh, I could never build a business to be a $1 million business or something like that, you know. But I guess just kind of very similarly, I mean, I think a lot of the listeners here might have that growth mindset, hopefully.
Right.
Because that's why they're listening. So you're saying that even with CrossFit, it's just kind of like, what's the first step? What's an easy first step for folks?
First step, we like to get people in the door to just check their mechanics as far as, you know, get them to understand, you know, how their body works and to understand the movements that we do in CrossFit. And that, you know, taking the scare tactics, I guess, that, you know, they hear or see, that actually using a barbell is a benefit to them, more than anything.
Okay.
So though I enjoy breaking down a movement and teaching somebody how to use a barbell. And it's amazing from, you know, we have members at our gym that are in their 60s.
Wow.
And it's amazing to see, you know, their face light up whenever they learn how to do something, you know, that they never thought they could do.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Well, and I think too, in terms of kind of a starting point, just like, you know, whenever you start your own, you know, business, what's the first, you know, thing that you want to do? I mean, well, you know, first of all, you should have something that you're offering, right? But, you know, you just go out there and you just find somebody to work with, right? And offer it to, and you gotta go out there and do it, just like with the CrossFit, but you just got to go out there and do it. But it starts so simply with just getting good form.
Right.
Right. And I think that's probably what a lot of people struggle with. You know, my body hurts too much. I could never do that. But if you're learning good body mechanics, probably some of that other pain that you're experiencing, if you're starting to move correctly, will start to kind of go away. Is that fair oftentimes?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I used to work in a regular gym. And I had a lot of people come up to me that would just had only done cardio because that's what they were comfortable with. They knew how to turn the machine on and they knew how to be on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And they were scared of the machines because they didn't know how to use them. Same thing with the barbell and the way, you know, what we do in CrossFit. If you don't know, then obviously, unless you're a very outgoing person, it's going to, you know, you're going to step back a little bit and kind of wonder.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a good coach and they're able to teach you the correct way to do things, and just like with anything, you learn how to swing a baseball bat, you learn how to, you know, be good at your job. It's just repetition.
Yeah.
Repetitions over time.
Good. So as you do it, you get better with the mechanics and get your form better.
Correct.
So, awesome. So Nick, you're a family man, right?
Yes, I have a 13-year-old daughter.
Wow, yeah, I've got a 13-year-old daughter too.
Yeah.
So it's a fun age, but, you know, sometimes can be challenging.
Yeah, she's literally been in the gym with me since she was born.
Yeah.
So I've been in this industry for 13 years and she's been there the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So you've spent a lot of time together.
Right.
Wow. So if she's been in the gym with you every day, is she already starting to see her own clients?
Not yet. She has done, I think, 2 Olympic lifting meets.
Wow.
She's done 1 CrossFit Kids competition. but now she's more focused on volleyball and softball right now.
Excellent.
So we still do some, she still, you know, trains with me and does some, you know, agility work to help her in those sports as well. But yeah, it's always fun, especially on Saturday mornings. We usually do a partner workout, and whenever I have her up here, she's usually my partner in that workout.
That's amazing, because, you know, for a lot of dads, especially as daughters start to go into, you know, teenage years, sometimes it's hard to kind of like stay connected.
Right.
But I mean, you've kind of found out a little secret in terms of maybe, yeah, families that work out together stay together. Is that?
I like that. Yeah. I just try to be involved with her as much as possible. You know, her mom and I are divorced, so
okay.
she lives in Southern Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So she's about 2 hours away from me. So I try to stay connected with her as much as possible, texting her every morning, just, you know, saying good morning and, you know, letting her know to let her light shine and to love and be kind to others. You know, just little things like that, just to let her know that I care about her and, you know, I want her to be the best human that she can be.
So staying connected with her is fairly easy every morning if you just send a text message.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you typically have some conversation back and forth a lot of days in the mornings?
She's not typically a morning person.
Right.
But just letting her know that, you know, her dad has sent, you know, something kind to her, that she is loved. And, you know, she'll usually send me a little kissy emoji back or tell me that she loves me. So, you know, that's usually the best start to my day.
That's great. You know, I think that a lot of listeners, you know, they've gone through divorce. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of folks, you know, so the kids might be living in two different places, but you're saying, hey, it's as simple as a text message every morning,
right?
Just to stay connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's nice now that, you know, we're able to do that, you know, that we have that option to send a text message.
Right.
You know, we're able to stay connected through that, as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I make it a point to be at as many of her games as well, you know, even if it's a 2 hour drive down, an hour game, and then a 2 hour drive back, you know, I'm usually there for her, which I'm only able to do that, you know, with the coaches that surround me at the gym, and I'm able, you know, they, you know, support what we do there as well.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to hear more about that too. So I just want to dig into that though. So for you, success is that time for your daughter.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So how else would you define success for you and your daughter and life and business and all those different areas? What does that mean for you?
I think in general, like what I've tried to teach her growing up is, you know, obviously I'm big in, you know, being kind to make someone smile. So it's, you know, the reason that I got into the fitness industry in general was to be able to help people. And I've always just had a giving heart and knowing that, you know, I can see somebody's life change from taking less medications to going off medications to losing weight, you know, changing their whole wardrobe because, you know, they don't fit into their old clothes anymore. Just seeing that change and their whole confidence change is one of the main reasons that I got into this industry.
Yeah.
So success for me is seeing that progress.
Mm-hmm.
Success for me as a dad with my daughter is seeing her kind of emulate that same thing, you know, being kind, but also giving 100% in her academics and giving 100% in her sports and, you know, her everyday life. You know, that's what I try to teach her mentality wise whenever she's at the gym.
So sounds to me like you very much have a growth mindset.
Right.
And how you define success is feeding into other people's personal growth.
Yeah.
And development.
Yeah. Helping others is a huge, huge thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you, take me back to like the first most impactful story of helping somebody in their health journey. What was that like? So you took somebody from, you know, maybe were they overweight? Were they, you know, what was that defining moment where you're like, holy cow, I made a difference in their life?
Yeah. I had a lady, two different stories, a lady that I trained that, you know, she was out trying on clothes and just out of the blue sent me a text message saying that, you know, she had got into a size 4 pair of jeans and she hadn't been in those since she was like in her mid 20s, you know. Wow. So it was like 15 years ago. And so she was just super excited, and that like just lit me up. You know, I was super pumped to get that text. And then one other lady, whenever The Biggest Loser, that show was, you know, popular. I was involved in a local show around here that I got to train a lady that literally, I'm all about effort and how much effort you put into something. And she worked her butt off the whole time that we trained, up to at one point she was like, you know, and she had the mindset that she wanted to win this competition, and I'm all about winning, so let's go. But we were working out one time and she was like, my teeth hurt. And I was like, what? She was like, you're making my teeth hurt. And I had never heard that before, ever. And still to this day we laugh about, you know, she'll text me here and there, and it's been 15 years since I've, or not 15 years, but it's been a good 10 years since I've trained her, and she'll, you know, she'll text me and we'll still laugh about that to this day.
Huge impact that you made on people's lives then. Huge.
Definitely. Yeah. She ended up coming in, I believe second in that competition. So,
wow.
But it was a huge life changing thing, to where she still just texted me the other day and asked me where to buy some equipment because she was looking to do a gym, you know, kind of a small gym at her house. So
yeah.
10 years later, I don't train her anymore, but obviously there was an impact there that, you know, is still feeding her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you are helping people to hit their goals, right, and it's changing their lives, then yeah, I would imagine that people can't help but remember you and always be thankful for you. So, that's amazing. So in terms of opening your own gym,
yeah.
Why did you decide to, are you a little like sadistic or masochistic or like, what is it? No.
I get asked that a lot. Again, it goes back to helping people. I had worked in a regular gym for probably 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was coming to the point to where there was no necessarily growth potential where I was at. And okay. For me, you know, taking it back to the, you know, the Will Smith videos, it, you know, of him being a motivational speaker and talking about how you need to get out there and the only way to do it is to jump, you know, nobody else is going to do it for you. So I took that leap, and my thought process behind it was, you know, do you as an individual, as a trainer, as a coach, have enough faith in yourself to open this facility and to make it successful? And, you know, for me, I've been in, you know, it's been in business since 2011. I've been able to help hundreds of people that, you know, and it's not necessarily a numbers game, but it's, you know, more about, like I said, receiving those text messages, you know, changing people's lives, seeing their confidence be built, and seeing people, especially women, work with a barbell and do a pull-up, because that's probably 99% of women's goals whenever they walk through the door. And I mean, a lot of the times it's men's goals too whenever they're walking through the door, but to see them do an actual strict pull-up, hanging from the pull-up bar and pulling their chin over that barbell or over that bar is awesome to see.
Because that kind of like a symbol for a lot of people, like, if I could just get my chin over once.
Right. Oh, it's a huge step. Huge step.
Yeah. So you opened your gym, and has it just been a smooth, easygoing ride? Everything's just always falling into place?
Oh, absolutely. like you wouldn't believe. No, there's always ups and downs, but I've been a pretty laid back individual and a positive individual for a long time. So, you know, I had a biology teacher in high school that said, you know, life's going to be a lot better when you learn to laugh at yourself.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was, you know, being able to laugh at yourself, learning from things that don't work. You know, you know, it's always an easy ride when things are going right. But whenever things, you know, start to fall or, you know, aren't going the way that you want them to go, you know, are you going to turn it into a positive?
Right. So, right.
It's for me, it's learning that lesson.
Yeah.
You know, what have you learned from that?
Yeah. So that's been a big factor in keeping you going.
Right.
Just being able to kind of laugh at yourself and be like, oh, okay, well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
So what am I to do next?
Yeah. What else can you do? You know, you can't dwell on it and,
right.
And, but what can you do? You know, if it didn't go right, what can you do to make it better and to learn from that?
Yeah.
That certain situation.
Yeah. Is there like a good example of a situation or you just couldn't help but laugh at yourself?
None that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think that we get stuck a lot of times as business owners kind of just thinking too much about like what didn't go right.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I like your attitude of just kind of slough it off, laugh at it. And one of the reasons you probably don't remember it is because it wasn't that big of a deal to you, like any of these mistakes. Because you're like, that's just part of it. Just right. Going to keep on going.
Yep, keep moving forward. Exactly. Yeah, I always I like the saying, be a duck. And people are like, what? I'm like, the water just rolls off that duck's back. Just be a duck.
Yeah.
Let it roll off your back. Yeah. Keep moving.
Right. That's good. Although underneath the water, they're swimming ferociously. Like those little feet are going.
Right.
But
They have to.
They're keeping the motion going. So when I want to go back a little bit. You said faith. You said faith in yourself. But how has faith kind of kept you going in general? Because I know that you're a very biblical type person.
Yeah.
Right? So tell me a little bit more about that.
I've always, my parents raised our family in church, which I couldn't be more grateful for. You know, it's just knowing, and I guess, you know, people are always like, why are you always in a good mood? You're up at 4 a.m. every day. Like, how can you always be in a good mood? And, you know, in all reality, it has to do with, you know, the love that, you know, God shows me. You know, and that's what I always try to tell my daughter, you know, show God's love in everything that you do.
That's great.
So
you try to always have that as a motivator for you.
Right.
You know, when you wake up, you're thinking about like, walk me through that. What does that look like? What are you thinking about in terms of, you know, showing God's love?
Just being kind, you know,
yeah.
You know, in everything that you do, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, opening a door,
yeah,
holding the door for people, just simple things like that. It's little things that make a big impact on people.
Yeah.
So, you know, showing love, being kind, and making somebody smile. Like I said, be kind, make someone smile. That's the daily goal on a regular. And, you know, if I try to teach my daughter all the time to make eye contact. When people are talking to you, make eye contact.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people, if you're making eye contact with them, aren't necessarily wanting to smile. But I feel like if you send them a smile, if you are the first one to smile, it's hard for them not to smile back at you. And if they don't want to smile back, that's their thing. But, you know, be you and, you know, bring that positivity out.
So, and a lot of CrossFit, or at least the image that a lot of people probably have of CrossFit gyms, right? They walk in and it's like, come on, go, go, go. You know, like it's hardcore. But I kind of get this feeling that if somebody walks in your door, they're going to be greeted with a smile.
Absolutely.
And it's going to have a little bit of a different feel than that image. What is the feel that you try to have people, or try to get people to experience when they walk in the door?
I love music, and I mean, I have music playing all the time at the gym.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just start dancing, you know, so, you know, and then some of the members are like, let's see those moves today, Nick. And so I'll just start dancing. So
yeah.
It's that kind of energy that I usually greet people with as they're coming through the door. And I try to maintain that, you know.
So to get people kind of through those difficult moments that you have in CrossFit, get through it, you try to really experience or surround them with positive energy, supportive energy, loving industry and energy.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe what people are imagining a CrossFit gym to be of the, come on, you slug, move, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, what was that one lady's name on that Biggest Loser, that Jillian lady that was always yelling at people? That's never been my style.
Right, right.
And I feel like, I don't think that's a lot of people's style.
Right,
that's not
right,
really what they want to hear. I'm sure that was for TV. But yeah, it's just, you know, a little positive reinforcement throughout, you know, and that's the part of coaching that I enjoy is,
yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to overspeak because you know the suck that they're feeling right now. You know the hard work that they're putting in.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you overcoach, you know, people kind of get a little put off and they just want to,
yeah,
they're in their cave and they want to get out of that cave. So yeah. they're working to get through it.
Yeah. So I'm sure you work with a lot of business owner dads and moms or, you know, executives, very stressful jobs and positions.
Yeah.
But they've got a lot of goals in life, and one of those being a health goal. How does the health goal, though, because a lot of people will kind of put that off as kind of a last goal, right? They got to get all these other things in place. But would you say that really taking care of your health goals can actually help you to achieve other goals in life a little bit better?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I know from my own self, getting to work out, you know, an hour a day makes a huge difference. I have another member that's a local guy here from Webster Groves that same way, you know, he's like, I need this
yeah.
hour. I need this time to, you know, make my business more successful because
yeah.
it motivates me. So it's definitely a huge impact. And it like I said, it builds confidence in people. The better, you know, it's same way with the way people dress. You know, you
yeah.
dress better, you feel better. You know, same way with fitness. You feel better as a healthier individual than you do, you know, sitting on the couch and not doing something.
Right.
It's amazing the change that your life will take on.
So I know just, you know, from working out, you know, whenever I go out and I run or something like that, and I run farther than I thought I could or faster than I thought I could, it kind of builds up a more of a sense of confidence in me. Is it kind of that way? So like when that mom, you know, she's able to do that first chin up.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think, if you're just to kind of guess, how do you think that impacts the rest of her goals in her life?
I mean, that was probably one of the, you know, the most challenging that she could obviously come into the gym and say, like, I want to do a pull up. So once she achieves that, and I feel like that's any time you go into the gym, you just worked out and you just put all that effort in, and now the rest of your day is going to be easier because you've just worked this hard in here.
Yeah.
So the rest of the day you're ready to go. And so building that confidence for that mom that is able to finally get that pull up, you know, she now has a different mindset that she can overcome certain, you know, anything that she wants to, you know, she can overcome things.
Yeah. Yeah. She can be an overcomer.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, so Nick, I just want to make sure that anybody who wants to get a hold of you, they know how to get a hold of you. What are some of the best ways to contact you?
Steelplate.fit. Steelplate.fit. They can go on our website. They can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, just search Steelplate CrossFit, you know, look us up.
Okay.
And then if you want to give us a call, it's 314-952-7723.
Okay, great, great. Any other like little snippet of advice, just like if you could give them one thing to move towards fitness today, what is one thing that they could do?
Give us a call. walk
That's
through
fair.
Our doors.
That's
walk
very
through
fair.
Our doors.
That's very
I
fair.
Promise you'll be smiling.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nick, today. This has been Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition with Nick Hayes, owner of Steel Plate CrossFit in Webster Groves. Thank you so much for your time today and your insights.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.